only where the Qaddafi mercenaries were on the outskirts of Benghazi, threatening to massacre thousands of innocent civilians, did the president finally agree to participate. But even that was botched. First, we ceded most of the operation over to our NATO allies, and God bless them for trying, but they do not have the military capability to finish the job. Second, the president never consulted Congress, again, ignoring a co-equal branch of government unnecessarily. And then, when he finally was pressed under the War Powers Act, he claimed that the United States is not involved in hostilities in Libya. Why we have reached this point is something history will have to explain. Suffice it to say that it didn't have to be this way. And the reason why it is 100% the result of the president's failure to lead.
While criticizing Obama's handling of the war on Libya, Rubio supports continued U.S. involvement. He says there are four things the U.S. should do from here, including attempting to assassinate Gaddafi.
And this is not about hawks versus doves or interventionist versus isolationist or any of the other labels that people throw around here. And this cannot be about how upset we are at the president for botching the handling of this matter. What we need to do next should be decided based on what is in the best interest of our country. And here's the reality. Whether you agree with it or not, the United States is engaged in a fight. And it is a fight that only has two possible endings. It can end with the fall of a brutal, criminal, anti-American dictator, or it can end in the dictator's victory over our allies and us. I would suggest that given these two choices, the best choice for America is the first one, the fall of the anti-American dictator. So going forward, how can we do this? Well, first, we should officially recognize the Transitional National Council. Second, we should provide additional resources to support the council, including access to Libya's frozen funds here in the United States. And by the way, we should also make sure that those frozen funds are used to reimburse us, the United States, for the cost of the operation. Third, we should intensify strike operations to target the Gaddafi regime and get rid of this guy once and for all and as soon as possible. And then fourth, we should go home and allow the Libyan people to build a new nation and a new future for themselves.